So hi, it's John, and I'm talking to...
James, Communications Manager at York Theatre Royal.
That's James Ducker, isn't it?
It is, yes.
James, great to see you again. And you're all enthusiastic about the theatre opening again, aren't you?
Absolutely, yes, we can't wait. The end's in sight now, we can't wait to be back in.
Great, and Berwick's ready for it, is he?
Absolutely, yes, he was out yesterday, yeah, greeting the crowds as they queued up for Panto. So he's looking forward to putting on Cinderella back in the newly refurbished theatre.
And our ticket sales doing well?
Doing really well, yes. We had our first person in the queue at 4:10 on Monday night, and she queued for nearly 17 hours overnight for the best tickets that she wanted. So, yeah, we had a good turnout yesterday. We sold over 7,500 tickets already.
That's brilliant.
It's amazing.
Because I went to see the Panto at National Royal Museum at the end of last year.
Yes.
And that was just chaotic, but it was funny.
It was good, yeah. I mean, it was such a challenge for them, designing something that you needed a set in a space where the set would block somebody's view from each side of the auditorium. So, you know, from designing it, rehearsing it, you know, rehearsing dancing on moving platforms, costume changes, young people, you know, everything had to be thought about in absolutely minute detail. And I mean, we were just thrilled with the result and with people's feedback on it, but you know, we're looking forward to being back at home.
Yeah, I could see your experience with the railway children when they used those rolling platforms. I did feel sorry for Martin Brass though, because he's playing two parts.
Yes,
and Berry kept him moving all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, it would have been interesting to find out just how far he'd run during the course. I mean, it would probably be close to a marathon with the sprints, yeah, up and down the stage.
I thought that was really funny.
Good 100-meter sprint.
Has the meerkat been retired for the moment?
The meerkat has, yeah, gone, found his way back to Africa finally. So,
so it's Cinderella this year.
Yes, it is.
And when's it start?
It starts on the 8th of December and runs all the way through to the 28th of January. And yes, in our newly refurbished theatre. We don't quite know what to expect yet. Berwick was joking yesterday to the crowds that he'll be playing Cinderella, but we've got a while to wait until we find out exactly who will be playing who and what the story will be, because there will be a twist to the story, obviously. This is York Theatre Royal's pantomime.
Well, there's always a twist, isn't there? I mean, every year I've come to Panto, and I've been coming quite a few years now. Not as long as some of your patrons. And it always, I mean, one year it started with a film, and then it was kind of a video. There's always some kind of twist to when it starts, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. And I've heard tell that the last time Cinderella was performed here, there were actual small Shetland ponies involved pulling on the carriage. So anything could happen.
That conjures up some worrying thoughts.
Yes. I don't think, though, now we've just spent this amount of money on the theatre, I don't quite think they'd want hoof prints on the brand new stage.
No, or all the material that you need for your roses.
Absolutely, yes. Fertiliser.
Yes, thank you.
We've just cleaned the theatre.
Yeah, look, I can see the work still going on as I walk past just a few minutes ago. Yeah. And you're definitely going to be ready for December.
We are, yeah. We're at the really exciting stage now where all the kind of finishing touches are going in. So the new carpets are down, the seats are going in, the gallery's fully seated now, and all the seats for the dress circle and stalls will be in the next couple of weeks. It's kind of that kind of final fix finish now, and then we'll be preparing it ready for public to come in on the 22nd of April and enjoy the building and enjoy Brideshead Revisited, which is our first production.
Good. And you've still got your proscenium arch. It still looks traditional theatre-wise, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's had a little lick of paint, so it's been toned down slightly, but we've got people working there at the moment who are repainting all the gilding. The chandelier will still be there. It'll still have that historic Victorian theatre feel, but brought up to the 21st century needs, so much more comfortable seating. More leg room, much more intimate space with the new raked seating in the store. So the traditional theatre feeling will be there, but it'll be much more comfortable for audiences.
You obviously have Berwick Cayley, you'll have Mr. Brass and Mr. Leonard as well, will you?
I've not got any more confirmation.
You haven't
on the
got
cast
any more confirmation
yet, no,
oh, right,
but
okay.
Hopefully we'll have the whole family back
the usual
together.
Scene.
Yes, but we'll have to wait and see. Though.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to coming and seeing it. And you obviously got quite a few more tickets to sell.
We have, yeah, one or two more tickets. So it's on sale. It went on sale online last night and on sale over the phone today. And we'll be working hard to make sure that hopefully it's a sellout performance for our first year back.
That's fantastic. Thanks for talking to me, James.
Lovely. Good to see you.
Cheers.